go. Hi, it's Diane. I'm with the PSS group on Thursday, June 25th. And so far I have Megan and Terry and Tammy. And let's start with a quick check-in. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. This is Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
I just wanted to mention, I think I heard someone just say this is Sue. So is there somebody else that joined?
I don't think so. I just see the three.
Okay.
I can see
maybe it was this is true. Maybe I misheard. Okay. So
thank you for helping me though, Megan. I appreciate it.
Sure. I'm celebrating a success. We've had a great week so far of summer school, which summer school here pretty much means summer fun, but there was still some resistance from my son to enroll in the program, and but we did it, and he's having a great time, and it's going great. And today was his first day of tutoring with his teacher to get ready for next year, and that went great too.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Megan. It's a lot to be celebrating, and I know you're, you know, getting into the new swing of things with a different schedule, and I hope that the rest of the summer goes as smoothly for you.
I hope so.
Cool. Who else?
Well, I'll go. As I said, we just got out of school, or they just got out of school yesterday, and that ended well, not academically well, but socially with the teachers, it ended well. So that was a good thing because it was a very emotional week for them, for Dennis especially. And actually for their field trip, they took them to see Inside Out on Tuesday. And he cried during it, but it was all good because he was with his teachers, and that ended up to be an okay thing for him. So I was really happy for him. So yeah, so it ended well. It was good.
Awesome. Well, yeah. It's always nice to feel like, okay, we're done and we can celebrate because it really did end on a great note.
Yes.
So congratulations. Awesome. All right. So, who did I forget? Terry, yes?
Yep. Yes, we're happy school is out. The last 2 weeks were pretty easy. Homework practically evaporated. It was just a matter of going to school every day and coming home with some stuff from the desk. That was interesting, what she had in there. But it all ended well academically as well as socially. So we're pretty happy. Probably all A's, a B, and a C. So we're pretty happy with that. So some hard work paying off this year.
Yeah, well, hard work for her and for you. You guys.
Well, once you got that homework thing licked, it was much less hard work for me.
Yeah.
Seriously, my stress level went from out of this world to normal in the matter of a few weeks. So. It truly was a life changer for us.
So tell me a little bit more. What was the life changer?
Was getting her to do her homework in the afternoon before she got home from.
Oh yeah.
It was. And I know I've emailed about it too, or put something on Facebook. It was truly, truly, truly life changing for us. Her too. Stress free for her. It was great.
That's great. That's awesome. So that's. A lot to celebrate, and you know, now you've got a baseline, and you know really what are some of the things that help her to be successful. You can figure out kind of how to fit that in the next school year, and apply the same learning to other situations. So if you sit and look at it, it's like, okay, so what was it about that helps her brain, and how can I apply that?
And I know exactly what it was. It was the asking her, instead of me telling her what she was going to do, asking her So what are you going to do when you get to kids club today? And she knew what the answer was. She knew what to answer. And once she started telling me what she was going to do and following through, and it wasn't me telling her, it was a huge difference. So now
yeah.
I use that. What are you going to do when you get home from school today? So now they're old enough to come home and be home for a little bit by themselves. I'll ask her. And she probably gets two of the three things. And
huh.
even includes getting homework started. So we're happy.
Well, and it's great because she feels like she's in charge of her afternoon. She's
yeah.
taking responsibility. She's responding to accountability, which is another tool that you're using. It's kind of like you're asking her to report back to you. It's great. Cool.
Yeah.
I love to hear fun stories. So you guys all are celebrating today. This is awesome. So what I wanted to do today, so before we we're going to start by taking aim, but I wanted to do this in a different way. Were all three of you guys on the call 2 weeks ago when we went through the Wheel of Life, the one with all the Parenting Action Model Wheel of Life? Were you guys all on the call?
I was. And I've lost the paperwork. My office is now filled with schoolwork that people are like, here, Mommy.
Yeah.
Here's all my books and stuff from school. So my office
Wait.
Is like a bomb hit it, and I don't know where that paper went.
Okay, well, so I heard, wait, so the two of you said, yes, I was there. Is there anybody who was not there? No, all three of you were there? Okay, great. So what I wanted to do is to kind of go back and reflect, and I think everybody, I don't know if you did the exercise on the phone or if you did the exercise afterwards, but I wanted to make sure that you guys looked at that exercise where we really looked at each of the wheels of life, looked at the areas and the opportunities, and what we were supposed to do is to spend some time kind of saying, well, what are the big areas from the wheel of life that really stood out for you as, I'm not as satisfied with where it is as I'd like it to be. Does everybody remember what was on that list? Does anybody need a quick second for me to go through the list and remind you what the different categories were?
Since I can't find my paper, yes, I need it for sure.
Okay. So it was, okay, wait, hang on a second. Let me make sure I've got it. Okay. Come on, computer. Moving slower than I want it to. So it was the tone of the home. It was parenting positively, shifting expectations, activating the brain, stress management, organization, self-care, and systems and structures. So what I want you to do is you take aim today. Instead of taking aim on one specific thing like getting my child to follow through when I ask her to clean her room, I want you to take aim on one of these areas that you think are an opportunity for you. One of those areas that maybe you are not quite as satisfied with kind of how things have been going at your house, and one that you think might be a good one to focus in on as we talk about summer, because today what we're going to do is talk about our intentions and set our intentions clearly for the summer. So take a minute and just think about that, and as you come up with your idea in terms of where you want to take aim, I would love to hear from all three of you. It's awfully quiet. Are you still processing?
This is Megan. I can go first.
Great. Thanks.
My area that I want to take aim on is organization. Right now, since school has been out, we've been running around all over the place. We've been very busy, having fun, but really busy and, you know, feeling really unorganized. Things aren't getting done. So, you know, it's hard to expect my kids to be organized if I'm not or the house isn't. So that's
cool.
A big area right now.
Cool. Okay. Carrie or Tammy, where do you want to take aim?
Mine would probably be the stress management one, the piece of it. Probably be the best one. I never even thought of that as part of it before, so that would be a good one.
So talk about why stress management is important to you.
Well, actually, stress management and self-care are probably, like, they're probably all combined. It's probably a combination of all of it, I would say. So.
Okay. And you're not where you'd like to be?
No, I'm not. No, I am not where I would like to be.
Awesome.
No,
so,
I know,
so
I know that. So.
Okay, good. Okay. Carrie, yes?
Self-care, I think.
Okay. And what is it about, so is there anything specific about self-care, or is it just generally?
Just generally. Everything.
Well, and the good news is that a lot of the programming over the summer that we're going to do is self-care related. So it's kind of cool that two of you picked that, because you're going to have an extra bonus of some support. And I think that we will for you too as well, Megan, looking at organization. But, you know, what I really want to talk to you guys about is two things. One is about just setting intention and the whole process of setting an intention. And I don't know whether this is something you guys do a lot or never do, but it's a really good habit to get into. And it's interesting because I just was at an event late this afternoon, and as I'm walking in the door, and I knew it was going to be a group of people, a few people that I knew and a lot of people that I didn't know, and I said, you know, what's my intention as I go into this event? And, you know, I just stopped for a minute, thought about what I wanted to have happen and what I wanted to do, and it really felt good to kind of start with that, because then I can say, you know, this is what my focus is. Because a lot of times we just go in and we just kind of, whether it's our day or an event or our summer or our week, and we don't really have a clear picture of what we want out of it. And I'm not talking about I've got a list of things that I need to do. We're usually pretty good about a to-do list, but it's really more of the how do we want to focus? What's going to be important to us? What are some of our goals? What are some of our, you know, and intention is the right word, but it's, you know, so at the beginning of the summer here, what we want you to do is to really look at that area on the wheel where you're struggling and set some intentions. So if it's self-care, it might be, I'm going to, you know, and the way you do it is that you say it in the positive as if it's happening now. So imagine yourself September 1st, whenever summer is over for you guys. But let's say it's September 1st, and it's kind of like, it's September 1st, and it's my intention that I've spent the summer with a regular exercise routine, and catching up on my sleep and really enjoying my time with my kids. You know, so that might be an intention that I would set around self-care for my family. If my intention is something around tone of the home, then I might say on September 1st, I'm going to be celebrating the fact that I feel like I'm consistently keeping my cool when I get frustrated with my kids. I'm enjoying time and playing with my kids as much as I want to. And all of us are on the same page in terms of parenting and managing our day. You know, so this is what we really want to do, is to say, here's where I want to be on September 1st with regard to the challenge area, the area that I'm taking aim. So think about, you know, what do you want, if your area is, so two of you said self-care and and one of you said best management, and Megan, and you said organization. So take yourself and project yourself into September. You know, imagine that it's September 1st, and I want you to take a minute and write down, you know, three things that you intend to be different when you go back and you look at what you did over the summer. And then don't, you know, start with, like, you know, start with a realistic goal. I mean, don't, so many times we start putting stuff out there and they're like, oh, that'll never happen, or I can't possibly do that. You know, let go of the gremlins for a little bit and really say, this is what I want. This is what I'm thinking about doing. And then we'll go deal with the hows later, but start with what you really want to see different. So take a minute and write down at least three things that you'd like to see different when you review the summer and you're sitting back and we're having a meeting on September 1st or whenever it is, and you're saying, Diana, I had the best summer with regard to my self-care, and here's what happened. So write down three things, please. And you want to make sure you're saying them in the positive as if they've already happened. So I this, I that, I feel this, I feel that, that sort of thing. And then because we've got a little bit of time and there's three of you, we can kind of just go around and I want to hear your intention, and then, you know, we'll do a little laser coaching and talk a little bit about moving the intention forward. So let me know when you're ready.
This is Megan. I'm ready.
Okay, Megan, go for it.
So for organization, I want to have a cleaning schedule that I, you know, keep up with every week, and even possibly get the family involved in. I also want to feel like I've had a good job exercising and have kept up with an exercise schedule. And I also want to feel like I've done a super job meal planning, so that every day's, you know, when you get to that dinner time, that it's more organized because I've planned ahead.
Great. So you've got a regular cleaning schedule, ideally one that involves your family. You feel like you've got a schedule for exercising that you've been adhering to, and you're doing a great job of planning all the meals for your family.
Yeah.
When you think of those three, Megan, which one feels like the easiest one for you?
The meal planning seems like the easiest one because I enjoy that more than the others. And it's also, you know, it's essential. You can't get around it. You have to feed these people. So,
well, they could be eating frozen pizza. They could be eating frozen pizza like mine are right now.
Yeah, but you planned it. You had it in your freezer.
It's true. I did. So knowing that it's an easier one for you, what do you need to do to set yourself up for success with it?
I need to plan shopping trips the night ahead of time. I always feel like I'm going to have time that day, and I end up, like, looking at the flyers at stoplights and not being organized or, you know, in the store trying to pull up recipes on my phone. So I need to plan and make the list the night ahead.
So what do you need to do to make sure that that happens?
I need to not sit on my couch. I need to sit at the kitchen table.
Okay. Great. So do you know what day of the week you normally go shopping? And so it's just a matter of making sure that it happens the night before, or is it something that needs to get scheduled? How do you know what day you go shopping?
I definitely don't have a certain day. It kind of just depends on when
okay.
we need milk. So I need to start planning better and buying extra milk so that doesn't happen, those last-minute trips don't happen. And so maybe, you know, working towards a certain day would be a goal.
Okay, good. All right, so which one of these is the most challenging for you, the three?
Probably the cleaning schedule.
Okay. So what is it about the cleaning schedule that's really tough for you?
I guess I'm just always in, you know, reactive mode, like, you know, depending on what giant mess has been made that day or if someone's coming over. So I don't have, like, ever a time that I feel like, oh, my house is clean. Isn't this nice? You know, I'm always, like, scrambling because someone's coming over that day.
So what do you think gets in the way of having a more routine schedule?
Because I don't work outside the home, my days and weeks are always different, and I just haven't forced myself into a schedule. And because my kids are always here, the house is always constantly getting messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, and so if you're in this constant chaos and constant reactive mode, it makes sense that you wouldn't be in a regular schedule because you're always there, you're always looking at it, and there's always something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, what I heard is that you'd like to have, like, one time, even once a week, that you could just kind of look around and go, wow, this is great. My house is beautiful. Even if it's only for an hour. Is that fair?
Right. Yes.
So is it about doing something different or about thinking about it differently?
I think it's about thinking about it differently. I think if, you know, I have kind of something to keep me on task, then I won't feel like there's always so much to do. If
mm-hmm.
I just kind of have a schedule, I think it'll feel more manageable.
So there's always something to do. It gets overwhelming. And then because it's overwhelming, you don't want to take the dedicated time to do it because you've already been doing it so much already. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So what do you need to tell yourself to make it easier to schedule that dedicated time?
I think that it'll be worth it, you know, once I get into it, once I make it a habit. That I've been thinking about habits a lot lately, and, you know, once you get into a routine and a habit, things are easy and they flow, but until you get there, it can be rough. And so I think I just need to make it more of a routine, habit/routine.
Right, and so when you were looking at before, it felt like work. It's like, oh my gosh, it's going to be hard to do this. I'm already working so much. Yeah, it makes perfect sense that you'd be like, I don't want to do this. And if you know that once you create a habit, that it's going to make it easier for you, focusing on the fact that, hey, I'm what I'm really doing is creating a habit here. That makes it easier to do because you know that that's what's going to make it easier.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and so these are great examples, Megan. I'm going to do the same thing with Terry and Tammy because, you know, sometimes what gets in the way of our intentions is logistical stuff, like when am I going to go to the grocery store every week if I want to start going once a week? And sometimes it's about the way you look at it. Sometimes it's a perspective switch. You know, so sometimes it's an emotional block. Sometimes it's, you know, so sometimes it's stuff that's in our head that gets in the way, and sometimes it's just the logistics of life that we need help talking through. And usually it's a combination of those. So just as you're looking at your intentions through the summer and you're noticing what's easy and what's not, I'm going to remind all of you guys to look both at the logistics of it and then also of the mindset part of it. How am I really looking at this thing? Why is this bugging me? What's really underneath of it? What's the story I'm telling myself about this situation? So who wants to go next, Terry or Tammy?
All right, I'll go. It's Terry.
Okay, Terry.
So it's September 1, and I get regular exercise, eat healthfully, and get more sleep.
Okay, so tell me what you mean by regular exercise.
At least a walk 5 days a week.
Okay.
I'd love to do more, but time is really not on my side. So I could take the dog for a walk. It's just fitting it into the day.
Yep. Okay. So eat more healthily, what does that mean?
I'm pretty good on fruit, more vegetables, less sugar.
Okay. And then the sleep piece? Do you have a target time, or is it just more than you're getting now?
Yeah, more than I'm getting now. Even lately, 7 hours isn't doing me, probably because I'm not getting 7 hours even consistently. So.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Megan, is which of these three is the easiest for you?
I am going to say regular exercise. I'm not sure
okay.
It's really easier, but it seems easier than the other two.
Okay. So what is it that you think is going to be most important to you as you try to shift and move towards this intention?
For me, I think it's finding the time in the summertime, especially the day is jam-packed. I work. The kids have to go to day camp or whatever program they're going to. My husband leaves for work early, comes home late because he's on an altered schedule. I still have to fit dinner in. And I've taken on a couple of extra projects. Work's really busy, and we're hiring a couple people. I own those. And then I foolishly, I think, took on a consulting project. That's only going to last until mid-August, but I got to get through that.
Yeah. So lots of stuff that kind of compounds it. What do you think you need to do to set yourself up for success?
I need to find a place for it in my day. I need to schedule it. And that's where my problem arises because my day is crazy.
It changes all the time, it sounds like, too. So
yes, it changes. It's going to change every week. My husband has Fridays off. He's one day a week he leaves work early and he gets home early, so I can't even say Monday through Thursday because he's got an appointment. But I can't say Monday through Thursday. He's not going to be home until 6. I don't have to worry about starting dinner until 5. That would give me half an hour to take the dog for a walk.
Okay.
So that changes.
So does that feel like that's something you could do 7 days a week, 5 days a week? What are you saying?
I'd like to do 5 days a week. I know if I shoot for 7, it's not going to happen, and then it'll be easier to not do it the next night.
Yeah. Well, and so what I've heard is with regard to kind of creating a habit, you need to have motivation, and you need to have a trigger, and you need to have confidence.
Yes.
So when you think about this, so when I say trigger, it means not like we're triggered, we always talk about triggers, but it's kind of like if you wanted to walk, so I have a client who, to get on her walking routine, when she gets up in the morning, she puts her sneakers on, mm-hmm. no matter what. When she gets dressed in the morning, she always puts her sneakers on, and when she looks down, she notices her sneakers are on, it reminds her that she needs to take a walk before lunchtime. You know, so that's her. That's the trigger. You know, so that's mm-hmm. what I mean by this. So you need to have a motivation, a trigger, and confidence. So when you think about that, how would you set yourself up with those things?
I'm blank. So okay, sneakers so what, are like, what, like sneakers are a great idea, but they're not. I'd only wear them when I go for a walk, because I don't like the way they look with my clothes.
Got it. But so you're gonna do it right before dinner. So what's the thing that happens before the thing that happens before dinner? You know what I mean? What's that moment? Is there something else that happens on a regular basis in that moment where it's like, oh, it's 5 o'clock, I need to go for a walk? Or is it the leash, putting the leash on the side of your desk because so you notice it when you're hanging it on the door of the office so that when you walk out of the office, you see the leash. That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything like that. The leash stays at home sometimes. My husband will take the dog for a walk in the morning. I suppose I could leave it on the door from the garage to the house so that when I walk in, it's there. That might be good.
Okay. And what's your motivation?
My motivation is I feel better when I exercise. Before kids, I rode a bike, I went to the gym, I did all kinds of stuff. Now I just don't do it. And the dog needs the exercise too.
So you've got two motivations. You've got one is the dog needs the exercise, and the other is that you'll feel better. You know you'll feel better because you did feel better when you were exercising on a regular basis.
Yep.
So having that trigger and that visual reminder and having the motivation, how confident does that have you feel about your ability to tackle this?
More confident than when we started talking about it.
Okay.
I can't give it a how much more, but definitely more confident.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you score yourself right now in terms of your confidence?
Somewhere around 7-ish, maybe
okay.
an 8.
Cool. How's that feel?
Good. I'm going to actually try and tell my husband to leave the leash on the door for me in case I forget.
That's awesome. So the other two, the eating more healthy and getting enough sleep, which one is more of a challenge for you?
Eating more healthfully.
Okay. So what is it about it that's tough for you?
Eating healthfully is work. It generally takes planning. It takes more time that I sometimes feel like I don't have. So every day I prepare some fruit and some vegetables. I try to pick ones that I really like so that I will actually eat them. And some days I just don't have time to eat them at work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so busy going from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting that, you know, I barely get lunch in. And then if I don't get lunch in, then that's justification to eat whatever I want because I'm so hungry. And that really gets in my way, even though the fruit and the vegetables are right there already.
Got it. So would you say that this issue with not having time for lunch is one of the big things that blows up your plan to eat more healthy?
So on the days I don't have time for lunch, it certainly blows it up. And interestingly, other days, I have too much time. I have no meetings, and I'm sitting at my desk working away, and I'm might have
and
my...
And you're bored and you're eating?
Yes.
Awesome.
I am. I might eat my tomatoes, I might have my grapes or my strawberries, and then I'll have lunch, and gee, you know, half an hour after I eat lunch, I need a little pick-me-up, and I'm looking for chocolate or candy bar or something, and our office okay. is rife with opportunities to blow any good eating plan.
So I hear two things. One is I hear how to handle the days when you don't have the time to easily get
yep.
lunch. And then the other thing I hear is how to handle the energy drag in the afternoon.
Yep.
Okay. So which one of those do you want to dig in on?
Let's go for the energy drag in the afternoon, because the not having time to eat lunch is, I hope, mostly the current state of things more than anything else.
Well, and so I would challenge you to kind of come up with a backup plan. So it sounds like you've got a plan for those days when you've got a normal schedule. The question mm-hmm. is, what do you do on those days that you don't have a normal schedule? I've got clients who actually will put in a 15-minute lunch break somewhere in their calendar every day to make sure that they have the time to do it. Even if it's at 11:30 or if it's at 2:30 or whatever it is, but there's always, you know, they always try to find some sort of thing. If they know that it's going to be a busy day like you, it's like, what can I pack that's going to be super easy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to, you know, okay, I know tomorrow's going to be really busy, so I'm going to put some carrots and some hummus in my bag, and I'm going to make sure that I get that at 11:30 because I've got a long wait until 2:30 or whatever it is. Does that make sense?
In some ways, yes, because I bring stuff every day, but there are days where I come in and my entire day is derailed by,
yeah.
you know, something that comes up or someone needs to move a meeting. My schedule, I am not, believe it or not, I am not full-time, but I have an hour commute into work and an hour out, so I'm away from home for a full day. And
right.
So I might have blocked something time out for lunch or even just to work on something while I eat my lunch, and often find that in order to accommodate other people's schedules, I need to move that around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what creates a super busy day. So today was one. I had phone calls and meetings all day. I had a blocked time set, and someone needed to move a meeting, and that was my lunch hour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I think it's something to look at, and even if it's that important to you, you know, finding, you know, permission to say, hey, I had to move my meeting, so I'm going to have to eat lunch while I'm meeting with you today. I hope you
mm-hmm.
don't mind. You know, and finding something that you can comfortably eat, you know, while you're sitting in a conversation.
Right.
That sort of stuff. So let's go back to the afternoon energy and the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So does the chocolate run happen on days when you're not bored, or does it only happen on days when you're bored?
Only on days when, I'm usually not super bored, but it's just I've got the, you know, hours in front of me to work to get deep into a project, but they're all, you know, computer projects, so things are, you know, coming and going. So, yes.
I never even think
about it on a day like today. Never crossed my mind.
And you've got enough energy to get through the day because you're going like crazy, right? So you know that
yep.
there are other things that will keep your energy up. But on those days where you have more of a lull and a balanced schedule,
mm-hmm.
you need a little bit more energy to get you through the afternoon because you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you want to let go of the chocolate. Is that fair?
I would like to, in some ways, give up the chocolate.
Okay. So is it about finding a replacement for it? Is it about working on the willpower? What do you think is going to be most important for you?
Probably some combination of both.
Okay.
I have little willpower and, finding a replacement. I don't know what the thing is that would replace it.
So what are some other things that give you energy? Is it, well, let me just clarify, is it nervous energy? Is it a little bit of both, but meaning like I just need to get, like if you had a cup of coffee, would that give you, is that that kind of energy where you need like just a boost, or is it more calming nerves kind of energy?
I don't do caffeine, so I don't know what would happen if I had some. I'm not really a nervous person.
So if you're eating chocolate, unless you're eating somehow decaffeinated chocolate.
Yeah, well, I'm probably getting a little something from that, but I'm not drinking coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, you don't
drink coffee. Decaf,
right.
Tea, or whatever else. I drink decaf.
But so I guess my question is it that kind of energy boost that you need, or do you need more of a, I'm a little overwhelmed and I need to almost calm myself down to get refocused?
I honestly have to say I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I love my work, so it's generally it's not a matter of I need energy to do the work. If there were more hours in the day, I would be quite happy to work more hours. That's not an issue. And yeah, it's not like I'm at work and I'm tired or I need the energy.
Okay. So is it a break from the desk? Is it physical movement? What do you think it is?
It could be physical movement. Like anyone who works part time and has kids, kind of managing the whole day often means sitting at my desk through lunch. One of the reasons we got a dog was because I wanted to take the dog to work, so I would have to go out at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog doesn't like the ride to work. It's too long. So now my schedule is actually shorter, so I can go in and check in at work from home while I'm making dinner. So my day is a little bit more stressful, but this has been going on for years. This isn't a new thing. So I would love to get up from my desk, especially on the days where I am sitting at it with no meetings or few meetings, and able to get serious work done.
Well, and so here's the thing: you're doing it already because you're getting up off your desk and you're using the excuse to go get some chocolate as a way to get out of your desk. Sounds like.
Yep.
So what could you do instead that would be a healthier choice for getting up out of your desk?
Yeah, I could go socialize with people. I'm definitely a head down working person. I could maybe find someone to go for a walk with me, even if it's short.
How does that feel?
Yeah, not bad.
So what you just did was you got really clear on why you're doing it. So you're getting chocolate. So it's like, what is it about the chocolate that's adding value for me? Well, it's adding value because you're getting away from your desk, and it's really not about the physical energy from the sugar. It's not nervousness. It's not it's literally something to get you out of your desk. So if you can find a replacement for that from an activity perspective, it can help you to shift it. Cool. All right, Tammy, you up?
I am.
Okay. So what are your three things?
Well, I don't know what three things. A couple things if I'm being honest, would be to just, like for September to tell you, like to be able to do something without being so guilty. I feel so guilty about it. And so I don't give myself permission to do it. That's
right.
One thing. And then I have this stupid gremlin that I read about on your page, gremlins. And it's like I have this huge fight with this gremlin for like a half an hour. And so then it's just easier not to do it, you know? And then the gremlin goes away, and I just carry on and do something different. And it doesn't seem...
It doesn't seem what?
A couple of my kids, especially Dennis, is so complex. It just doesn't seem right. I mean, and that's just the gremlin. I don't know.
Okay,
it's
so tell me about the gremlin. What's the gremlin say, Tim? Kitty, what's the gremlin say?
Well, it's just a whole lot of stuff. Like, it depends on, like, you don't deserve to do that. You should be doing, you know, this for him, and this is, you know,
So give me an example. What would be something you would normally do for self-care or stress management?
I don't do any of that. I mean, I can garden, but I've taken him, which is totally fine. I've taken him, especially him, and I've been teaching him how to garden this summer. So we've been doing, and I love to garden, but we've been doing it together, which
okay.
is great, which I love to do that with him. So.
Okay, so if you were to want to go spend some time in the garden without Dennis, what would the gremlin say?
That, you know, you're not being a good mother when you do that. And it's just a whole lot. There's a whole big, you know, it can make it be a big whole conversation, you know.
If you were a terrific mom, if you were like the best mom ever.
Yeah.
What would you be doing? Like spending 24 hours a day with him, making sure everything is fine? And
well, no. I mean, I mean, you know, there's a lot of other stuff to it.
Okay.
To, you know, take care of as well. I mean, you know, but it's just this one piece I have such a hard time with. The other things I'm doing all right with, but
the bottom line it for me, Tammy. When I think about self-care and taking care of myself, I feel...
When I think about it, I feel like I'm... I just feel like it's the wrong thing to do. I feel like I shouldn't be doing it. It's not right.
So I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to get completely in that gremlin, and I want you to tell me tell me all the things that is it more of a female
because
or a male?
Because I don't deserve to do it. That's why.
Okay.
I don't deserve to do it. No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't deserve to do it. If I did do A, B, C, and D right, then I don't deserve to do that. And I know it's just a gremlin, and I know it's not right. I just got to get from here to there. That's all.
Okay, so hang on a second. So gremlins aren't easy, Tammy. Gremlins really stinking hard. So
they are.
So,
I know.
So give yourself some grace here, and know
the fact that I called is a, I mean, that like took
yes.
a whole, you know,
yes.
there was a whole lot of steps in order for me just to call tonight because it's something that's for myself, and see it's these
Absolutely.
Things that yeah, it's just these
so,
little
so
steps.
So
you know?
So hang on a second. So I want you to let go of the gremlin. Don't be sorry, sweetie. So let go of the gremlin for just a second.
Right.
So what's the – because the gremlin's there to protect you because the gremlin wants you to be the best mom you possibly can, right? So the gremlin wants you to do all these other things so that you can make sure everything's done. And what's the truth about taking care of yourself?
I know, but the truth of not taking care of myself is then, I mean, if I took care of myself, I could take better care of them. I mean, I know that. It's just that the unhealthy part of it is more familiar to me, that's all. That's just
okay.
why it's easier.
Well,
so
there's different things you can do, Tammy. And so a lot of times I have clients who will, like, personify their gremlin. So, like, they'll come up with a visual image and it looks like a crazy character or a, you know, how you give it a name or something. And it's, you know,
right.
and it's there to help you to be a better mom. I mean, you can you see that it's there to help you, but it's getting in the way.
I can see that it helped me in the past and that
okay.
it's just kind of getting in my way now.
All right.
Yes, but I can see all that. Yes.
So if it's trying to help you, so the question is, can you, you know, is it about saying, hey, I got this, Is it about reminding the gremlin that you got to take care of yourself so that you can be a better mom? Is it about telling the gremlin to take a hike? What do you think might work to kind of help you to manage through those moments when it, because they speak really loudly, don't they?
They do. They honestly, they really do. I just have to get over the, I think I have to change the term deserve to something else. Like,
okay.
Like I should say you deserve that because that's a gremlin word.
Okay, so you need to say.
I think it's different vocabulary.
Okay, so what would different vocabulary look like?
I have to play a trick on my brain.
Okay.
I have to do.
So
you
instead of saying
I mean?
Instead of saying I deserve to take care of myself, what would you say instead?
Right. Like, oh, this will be like a fun thing to do today or something like that.
Okay.
Like,
how does that feel?
Well, that would be awesome. I mean, I totally get it. I totally get it on paper, and I totally get it when I read your site. I totally get it.
So if you say, I'm going to go have fun today, this will be fun, what will your gremlin say?
I almost feel like you're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. I almost have to, like, not say it out loud. I just have to kind of do it.
Well, and that's what I was, and that's what I'm wondering. So it's my gut's telling me that telling your gremlin you're going to go have fun is going to have the gremlin go, you don't deserve to have fun. What are you talking
well,
about?
Yeah.
That's going to work for self-care. Right?
Right.
So if your gremlin won't let you have self-care, I'm wondering whether the gremlin will let you have fun. But so what's kind of coming to me, tell me if this resonates, is I need to have self-care so that I can be the kind of mom I want to be.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get that. I just haven't crossed that. It's just a huge chasm for me, I'm telling you.
So
but I mean,
at least
I'm looking at it.
No, I know you are. So on a scale of 0 to 10, so this is a statement. I need to take care of myself in order to be the kind of mom that I want to be.
I agree with that.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that?
I agree with it at 10. I mean, I agree with it without personalizing. I mean, I agree with it. I agree with that. Yeah.
And so you get into it, and then the gremlin says, no, you don't deserve to, and so you listen to the gremlin, even though you believe it's a 10.
Right, exactly. Yes, that's right, because the gremlin has stuff on me. That's why.
The
you know what I mean?
Says, yeah. Yeah, the grandma's telling you, come on, Tammy, you haven't even cleaned the kitchen. How can you possibly go take care of yourself?
Exactly, right.
Okay. Right. So what do you tell the gremlin in that moment? When the gremlin says, Tammy, you can't go sit on the couch for a few minutes because you haven't cleaned the kitchen yet.
Well, so far I've been saying, okay, you're right. I know I have to change.
What would you say instead? What could you say instead?
I just say you have to step aside because I have to give myself a break because this is not working.
Great. When I give myself a break, what will happen?
I mean, nothing bad will happen.
No,
it's just a familiar thing.
Don't worry, yes. Right, so don't worry. The world won't end if I take a break. And I might even have a little extra energy to clean the kitchen.
Right. It's just unfamiliar territory is the thing.
So it goes
you know?
Back to maybe the habit, right? So the,
right.
The natural tendency is the gremlin says don't do it, and you go, okay, I won't do it. But you're trying to create a new habit. So what's your trigger going to be? So the question is, what's your motivation and what's your trigger to give you confidence?
Well, the first thing is I have to shut the gremlin down long before. I mean, the gremlin can go on for like an hour. I mean, I have to learn how to shut it down. And
so have you ever had a bully in your life before, Tammy?
Well, yeah.
So how do you handle bullies?
I moved away.
Okay.
You know.
So what would be the equivalent So if the gremlin's the bully, right, what would be the equivalent? You obviously the gremlin's in your head, so it's harder to move away, but what would be the equivalent?
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question?
What would be the equivalent to moving away?
Oh, I just have to shut it down. I just have to tell her I just don't need it anymore. I have to say that I can't go down that road anymore because it's
okay.
Not helping me. Yeah.
So is it about remembering to say that? Or is it about
yes.
remembering to say that? Okay. So what
yes.
do you need to
yes.
do to create the habit? Is it about, so you've probably read some articles on creating habits. Is it about a piece of jewelry that's going to remind you to tell the gremlin to take a hike? Is it a phrase that you always use? What's going to be the habit that you're going to create to tell the gremlin to take a hike?
I don't know. I have to think of one.
Okay.
I have to think of a good one. That's
so will you send me an email and tell me what your phrase is going to be, Tammy?
I will, but you have to give me some time to process it first.
Okay. So when are you going to send me an email?
You are too much. How about by tomorrow night?
Okay.
Would that be okay?
All right.
Okay. All right.
Is that reasonable for you?
Yeah. I just need
okay.
some time to think about it.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun, guys, because it's like you all have different things going on, and I've gotten to use some different coaching tools and stuff, but the reality is that we all have challenges when it comes to setting intentions and following through on these things that are really important to us. And sometimes it's logistical, and sometimes it's gremlins, and sometimes it's mindset. And I'm hoping, especially for the folks who are listening who aren't on here live, you know, when you look at what gets in your way, think about these different things and say, you know, is this more about my mindset? Is this about just the logistics? Because a lot of times we think it's just the logistics, but it's really that we're mentally stuck or that we've got a voice in our head that won't shut up. And it happens to all of us. But so I'm curious, as we wrap up here, what you know, let's take a minute and answer the four questions. So what stood out for you the most? What was your big aha? And how are you going to turn that into action? And what are you going to do to set yourself up for success? So take a minute, think about that, and I'd love to hear from the three of you guys as we close.
Well, I mean, out of school, I guess I just didn't really have a big aha because I know that, I mean, on the last call, this was my big aha. Well, I think I've known it for a long time, actually. So it just probably, on the last call, claimed it, maybe, is the right word. So it's really not a big aha, but I need to process your question. That's all.
Okay.
That's enough.
So how what's your confidence in tackling this, Tammy?
Well, I'm not, okay, this is what it is. I'm not going to let it go because doing, you know, living life the other way with not doing the self-care stress management part very well is not, I mean, it was fine before complex kids, but it's not fine with complex kids. It's very difficult, and it's just not working.
Okay, so can I reframe for you?
Can you what?
Can I reframe it for you?
Yes, please reframe it for me. Yes, that would
be
great.
So self-care is even more important when you've got complex kids.
Well, yes, I have found that out because it's extremely difficult. I mean, it's really, really difficult. So.
Yeah. And you are you're going to burn out.
Well, you are absolutely correct. And
okay.
And I mean that can't happen. So.
Well, here's the thing, Tammy. Love yourself as much as you love your kids.
Well, you know, it's a process, you know.
But,
yeah, you know,
I'm
on
the road. You're in good company, my dear. You're in good, good, good company. And I'm sure we all have something to learn through what you're going on, what's going on for you. But I just give yourself permission and try it. And try it for a week and just tell your grandma, you know what, I'm going to try this for a week. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to go back to what you want me to do. And then see what happens.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So anybody else? So Carrie or Megan, what were your ahas and what are you going to turn this into?
I think for me, this is Terry, the aha was using a trigger. Mm-hmm. And so I will be putting the leash on the door so I will remember to take the dog for a walk.
Awesome. Awesome. And anything you need to do to set yourself up for success?
I think I'll probably send myself a reminder on my phone for the next few days so that I can actually remember to put the leash on the door.
Perfect. Cool. All right. And where am I at? Oh, Megan. Sorry.
My aha was that I have a gremlin, and I listened to the whole conversation about it, and then, like, at the very end, the very last couple sentences, I realized I have this problem, too. So now I need to tackle that.
Well, and gremlins are an adventure. We all have them. It just depends on how loud they are, and I think Tammy, did you have a favorite article that you read about gremlins? I know I read a lot about them, but I can send you one, Megan, if it would be helpful. But I think When the Gremlins Take Over was an article I wrote. So I don't know if that's the one that you were remembering.
I've read it a few times.
Okay, so Megan, do you want me to send this to you? What you can do is you can just go to the website and type in the search, type the word gremlin, and you'll find it, and it's the article about the inner critic.
Okay.
Cool. All right, ladies. This was a fun call tonight. I don't know what was different. It was just kind of fun. They're all fun, but something about tonight. And,
I have two, like, kind of side things I just wanted to mention.
Sure.
I don't know if anyone else has brought this up to you about your automated emails. I've been getting them at, like, really weird times, like 11 p.m. instead of one that was supposed to go out, like, earlier that day at 9 a.m. I've gotten a couple.
So you're getting the automated emails instead of they're not coming out in the time that they're supposed to?
Right. Like, just a reminder, our call is starting in an hour, but, you know, it was a call that happened, like, 10 hours earlier that day.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
okay.
And I think I got a webinar one like that, too.
Okay.
And then the other thing I wanted to say was I just, while we were on this call, I got a webinar follow-up email, and thank you so much for sending that to me because I was so bummed that I couldn't attend the webinar about medication that I really wanted to.
Good.
And so thank you for that follow-up. That's great.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. And it was a great – Lori DePauw is always fabulous, but I think it was a really good webinar, and I hope you get a chance to listen to it. But it's interesting because that you just got it because that should have gone out this morning as well. So there's something going on with our system. We'll have to check into it. Thank you. I appreciate
sure.
it, Megan. All right, guys, have a great couple weeks. So on Monday you'll start seeing the summer emails officially because we're officially in summer here. And we will talk soon. We'll have a live call. The next live call will be in the middle of July. I think it's the week of the – hang on a second. I can tell you when it is. The week of the 21st is when the live calls are in July.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.